This article appeared in the winter 2009 issue of UU World magazine and is available online at uuworld.org. Blog Roundup by Kenneth Sutton. Many people discuss Unitarian Universalism and UU World stories on blogs. Find links to the blog entries mentioned below by visiting uuworld.org. Click Current Issue, then select Blog Roundup. The Reverend Tony Lorenzen at Sunflower Chalice thought everyone should be exposed to the story of The Gospel of Inclusion, our fall cover story. The first lesson is that of universalism. It's a grand lesson to revisit for Unitarian Universalists and a great idea for non-UUs to be introduced to for the first time. A loving God doesn't send people to hell. The second is the point made by the Reverend Rosemary Bray McNatt at the Berry Street Lecture, and I paraphrase, UU culture is keeping us from being multicultural. SunflowerChalice.com, September 8th. UU Dave Belden, meanwhile, praised the story on the Tikkun magazine blog, tikkun.org/tikkundaily, September 13th. Many bloggers weighed in on the Freedom From Religion Foundation ad on the inside front cover of the fall issue. Ministers were very quick to take to their blogs. Barry's mom, a UU minister, was the first to post, "I am stunned, appalled, and very disappointed." Barry'sMom.blogspot.com, September 2nd. The Reverend Cynthia Landrum critiqued the impact of the ad. "You open up our denomination's major publication, and what you see first is an advertisement that seems to be saying, 'What are you doing being a Unitarian Universalist? We'd like to free you from that.'" RevSin.blogspot.com, September 4th. Recently fellowshipped minister Earthbound Spirit gives the ad credit. "I'm not surprised the FFRF uses clever and provocative quotes for bus sign advertising, and you've got to admit, they're catchy." Earthbound.spirit.blogspot.com, September 4th. A number of UU bloggers saw the uproar and the subsequent statement by UU World business manager Scott Ulrich as rejections of their own religious identity. Jacqueline Wolven of Moxie Life wrote, "I am disgusted. No, disheartened. No, just plain frustrated with people. Yep, most people. Why do a few squeaky wheels get what they want?" Goodwolf.blogs.com, September 12th. John Frank at Under the Ancient Oaks thinks, "The real tension in Unitarian Universalism isn't between theists and non-theists. It's between those who find meaning and value in traditional religious language, stories, forms, and practices, and those who are so offended by their association with conservative religions that they don't want anything to do with them." JohnFrank.blogspot.com, September 5th. Chalice Chick wrote about the diversity within atheism. "We all get that there are a billion types of theists, but that there's quite a lot of theological diversity within atheism, too, seems to elude people." ChaliceChick.blogspot.com, September 17th. A number of non-UU atheist bloggers noted the controversy. A September 10th post by Hemant Mehta at FriendlyAtheist.com is notable primarily for the comments it generated. Greta Christina defended the decision not to run the ad in future issues. "Would it be reasonable for the magazine of an atheist organization to reject an ad saying, 'Atheism is immoral. Atheists will be condemned to hell if they don't repent. The only true path is the path of Jesus'?" GretaChristina.typepad.com, September 14th. Timothy Mills, an atheist and Unitarian, agrees. "After all, despite what some thin-skinned atheists are claiming, the ads do attack religious belief. friendlyhumanist.blogspot.com, October 2nd. Mills' post generated a reply by Annie Laurie Gaylor, co-president of the FFRF. Our ad was not an attack on the UUA. It was an espousal of the views of most Unitarians. Perhaps the infiltration of the UUA by new members who are not free-thinking, who do not really understand its creedless position, accounts for this mind-boggling reaction. Traffic Report. Top 10 online. Most frequently visited stories on UUWorld.org, July 6th through October 4th, 2009. Number 1, The Gospel of Inclusion by Kimberly French, Fall 2009. Number 2, The Interdependent Web by Kenneth Sutton and Eric Firstman, our weekly blog about UU blogs. Number 3, Death Barged In by Kathleen Sheeter Bonanno, Fall 2009. Number 4, Message or Culture by Doug Mooder, August 17, 2009. Number 5, General Assembly Narrowly Rejects New Principles and Purposes by Christopher L. Walton, July 6, 2009. Number 6, Carolyn McDade's Spirit of Life by Kimberly French, Fall 2007. Number 7, UU Wins Military Chaplain of the Year Award by Michelle Bates Deacon, August 17, 2009. Number 8, Unitarian Universalists in the Media by Sonia L. Cohen and Eric Firstman, our weekly blog about news. Number 9, Army Wives features UU Child Dedication Ceremony by Michelle Bates Deacon, August 10, 2009. And number 10, Reach Out to Become a Public Church by Michael Dural, Fall 2009. Kenneth Sutton is the managing editor of UU World. UU World is the magazine of the Unitarian Universalist Association of Congregations. This recording is made possible by the UUA Department of Communications and the UUA Accessibilities Office. I'm Dick Hill. I'm an audiobook narrator, and my website is www.dickhill.com.